Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast today. I hope you enjoy it. But first, I want to ask you a question. Are you someone who has high upside potential in your business, and yet sometimes that goal is just hard to get to, and maybe the only way you've seen to get to it is just to make more calls, you know, work harder? Well, if you're fed up with using old strategies to solve new problems, then I might have a solution. It's my 5-day Million Dollar Seller Challenge. We meet 1 hour a day in a coaching intensive where I will teach you 5 moves that you can make to scale your results without working harder. To learn more, click the link in the show notes or go to milliondollarsellerchallenge.com. Hey, everybody, back to the Bill Caskey podcast. Today, we're going to talk about something that you've heard about quite often, probably over the last few years, the idea of what is your why? Simon Sinek did a TED Talk years ago. It's gotten 30-some million looks and views. And he talked about how important it is for companies, but individuals too, to understand, why do you do what you do? Why are you in business? Not just what do you do, but why do you do it? And I want to talk about that on today's episode. A couple of weeks ago, I did a podcast episode on my whys. Why do I do what I do? And I thought it would be helpful for you, not just to know my whys of being in business, but also maybe give you a little bit of permission to dream a little bit, to think a little bit deeper rather than just making money. That's why I do what I do, or to provide for my children and family. Those are all noble things. But to me, it's got to be the work. The work has to be the primary motivator. The secondary motivators are what you get from the work, the rewards you get, the benefits, money, fame, fortune, etc. So this episode, I wanted to come back and give you a little mini framework, a handful of things that I think might be able to help you. And I think it's a good time of year to do this too, especially after the year we've been through or currently in, to really get back to the basics. Why do you do what you do? And if you can communicate that effectively through the content that you produce or even the stories you tell when you're face-to-face or on a virtual call with potential clients, I think it's a really important element of declaring your uniqueness in this world. And I think we all have very different whys, so it's not like they're going to entertain 3 vendors and you're all 3 going to have exactly the same whys, because these are very personal. So after I did that episode, I had a couple of emails, several emails from people who said, hey, good for you. I understand your why, but how do I come up with mine? So I've got 5 things here. I might have said 7 earlier, but 5 things that I would like to ask you, questions I would like to ask. And I want you to think about these a little bit. And if you want to take a little time in between each, hit pause, reflect on it, see if you can document, write down some things that come to mind as I ask the question. I think that would be very helpful. Number 1, what is the pain in the market that your solution fixes or that you fix that brings out emotion in you? It's not just the pain that they fix or that you fix, that they have. It's what problem do you solve that really brings out your emotion and feeling, and where you almost become ignited by the solution that a person would get from you, implement into their business, call you back a year later and say, man, Carolyn, you're not going to believe what this solution has done for us. What kind of emotion comes to you when you get that call or when you assess that? So that's 1. Not just the pain. This is not just a messaging formula. This is, what is it that you fix that really ignites you? 2, who is the common enemy? Is it a person that's the common enemy, or is it a thing? Usually in this case, it'll be a thing like status quo, average results. What are you up against? What are you and your customer up against? And it could be something the customer has in their mind about possibility of solving the problem, or there's just no better thing out there. It could be a belief set, but you've got to have some kind of enemy so that you can face up to the enemy with the prospect. In our business, it's probably the acceptance of average. It's the acceptance of, you know what, this is just who I am. This is what I do. There's no way I can get better results. It's kind of that toleration of the average that is our biggest enemy that I have to line up with my potential client or client and face every day, face up to every day. Every great cause has an enemy. either a person, a group of people, or a thing that works against them. You've got to find out what is the enemy you're helping them battle. Number three, what is your personal promise to them that if they follow your advice and solution, that they will achieve? What can you promise them? And this is not just a promise that comes out of nowhere. This could be a promise that comes as a result of your being inquisitive as to their problems and pains and where they want to go, their goals, their dreams, etc., which we all always get you to ask and want you to ask. So then once you know that, where are you taking them? What's the path of success? What's the roadmap to help them get from where they are to where they want to be with your help along the way? So what's the personal promise to them if they follow you? I think you've got to have that. That's part of your why. I promise that if you do what I say and do it in the way I say it, in the order I say it, this is what will happen. Number four, I want you to describe your ideal client in detail. What are their dilemmas? What are their circumstances? What are their untenable circumstances? What can they just not live with or continue to live with? What do they face, whether they know it or not? And I always suggest to my clients to write it out. Write a little mini story, maybe three or four paragraphs. What do you know? You surely know a lot about their lives, what they face, what they're up against, what kinds of problems and challenges they have. Write it down. Be descriptive. It's almost like this is a teaser for a movie. When you see a teaser at the theater, the teaser either grabs you and says, and you say, man, I have to see this. Most of them don't grab me. Most of them, I think, are just clips from the actual movie, and they don't really carve a theme very well. So as you describe your ideal client in detail, it will become very clear who you want to work with. That is your ideal client who faces these dilemmas, who faces these problems, who wants to get out of them and get to a clear future. Number five is a little bit different, but I think it is really about you and your preferences, is what kind of client are you unwilling to accept? Not all clients are created equal. Even if they meet your demographic requirements or psychographic retirements, what are some deal killers that would cause you to leave the process, to run away from a prospective client? What will you not accept as you work with somebody? And the clearer you can be about what those yellow or red flags are, the clearer you are about why you're there, who you want to work with, who you're willing to accept, and who you're not willing to accept. So as you answer these questions, I think your why becomes a lot clearer to you. Now, I know that for some of you, you're in a business where if you're in a consulting business and you help companies grow their business from $10 million to $50 million, that kind of becomes a little bit easier of a why. But if you're in the telecom business and you help people solve big problems so that they can serve their customers better, then your why might require a little digging, but it's still there. Think about why you do what you do, what attracted you to the business in the first place, what has kept you in the business in the long run. Because it could have been that what attracted you to the business you're in is very different than what has happened to you as you've been in the business for 5, 7, 10 years. It could be very different. And I think that's totally okay. I think the whys can change in our lives. As we get older, maybe more mature, although people around me would doubt that. But as we get older and more seasoned and we become clearer, then our whys can change. But I hope you'll take my advice and go through that. Take 15, 20 minutes, write those five questions down. Once again, what's the pain in the market that your solution fixes that brings you emotion, that brings out something in you, a feeling? Number two, who's the enemy that they face that you can line up with them against? Number three, what is your personal promise to them that if they follow your advice, they will achieve? Describe your ideal client in detail, story form, and what kind of client are you unwilling to accept? If you do those, I think you're going to really start to hone in on what your why is in your business, and I hope that helps. You can go to BillCaskey.com if you want to hear more.